This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report from health officials in Pueblo shows high levels of toxic chemicals in some wells and waterways. KRCC's Charlie Sutherland reports.
PFAS are a family of water-resistant compounds known as forever chemicals. Once they accumulate in soil, water, or the human body, they're very difficult to remove. Pueblo health specialist Megan Crawford says the study focused on wells and waterways downstream from industrial sites. That includes the Arkansas River and Pueblo Reservoir.
It was basically a project to help identify areas of concern and potential point sources, and then that data that we collected can be used to plan possible future remediation efforts if need be.
The Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment tested 77 private wells and 20 bodies of water. The agency detected the highest concentrations of PFAS in wells on Pueblo's northern edge and in Fountain Creek at its confluence with the Arkansas River. Charlie Sutherland, KRCC News.
The quarry fire in southern Jefferson County is now 100% contained. The fire had forced the evacuation of nearly 600 homes last week, and FEMA helped fund firefighting efforts. And there is progress on the Alexander Mountain fire near Loveland. That fire is more than 90% contained. Travel spending in Colorado rose about 4% to just over $28 billion last year. That's according to the state's tourism office. The state also collected $1.8 billion in tax revenues from it. Accommodations made up the biggest slice of the pie, followed by food service and transportation and gas. This is CPR News.